Good morning. Today is Monday, November the 30th. Joining us this morning, ooh, you've got your tassels on, baby.
Yes, I do.
Rob Arkley, good morning.
Hello, Brian.
Are you through the leftovers yet?
Yes.
Yeah, I know.
All done.
They don't last too long, do they?
They shouldn't last. We go through them so quickly, and they're the best sandwiches going.
Okay, so do you put dressing and cranberry sauce on your turkey sandwiches?
Yes.
Okay. You don't put gravy on there, too?
No.
Okay.
Sherry makes the best dressing. Oh, it's just unbelievable.
Oh, well, throw that gauntlet out there for me now, huh? Okay, fine. We'll do a dressing off.
All right. Love to.
Well, so to speak. Winston, why do we say it?
Found one, but I want to say that for next month, so let's do this one instead. How did a person of importance come to be called a tycoon?
Okay.
I don't know.
I'm thinking Monopoly, the board game, which was parroting off of something. And
Typhoon is a storm.
Now, wasn't Getty, when he was the oil baron, wasn't he at... Wasn't tycoon come in around that time?
I don't know.
Something in the 1880s. I don't know where it came.
You're close. It is from the 1800s. It comes from the Japanese tai, meaning great, and kun, meaning prince. The Japanese never used the word amongst themselves, but they would use it when speaking to foreigners in an attempt to impress them with their own importance and the sovereignty of their ruler. Commodore Perry brought the word back from Japan in 1854.
Sorry, Brian, I'm not even going to give you a partial.
Yeah, round. No. I missed so far.
Wow.
Oh, boy. Well, that's why people tune in.
That's exactly right. And you know what? We're all better for that.
Yeah. Oh, boy. So, general comments about this year. I know we normally do the end of the year in December, but we... Who knows where we'll be there?
I think it's...
Is this a survive year?
A most treacherous year. And in many different levels, financially, health-wise, the year the press decided it was no longer reporting news, it was just going to take away the decision process for us.
Well, and there's more media, too. I mean, I don't think in the past Facebook or Google would have ever been considered information sources, but they're in the mix and they're editing.
They are remarkably overpowered, and I don't know if there are a few companies in the history of the world that has been as powerful as the new technology.
So we broke up Ma Bell.
Yes.
Because they were monopolistic. Some of the banks kind of got looked at that way also.
Yes.
Why are these folks immune from that?
Well, for starters, they are on the Democrat side. So consequently, they aren't getting the scrutiny at this point. If they were Republican, it would be, but they're totally left-leaning and they're totally biased. And the censorship is just frightening to me. I mean,
have you had to deal with that either with the company or personally?
You mean censorship?
Yeah, having things played with, I guess, would be the simplest way.
Like the Times Standard used to do?
Yeah.
Before it kind of went out of business?
But, yeah, along those lines or...
Well, I got so frustrated I started my own newspaper because I just felt it was something that was dying. And I wish it were still here. It probably never should have gone paper, should have stayed paperless. But content is so difficult to, Facebook, Google, they're ubiquitous to our society now. They really are. And it's just a problem.
Yeah, and the balance. You know, they talk about the media being the watchdog. I think the watchdog has bitten the leash.
Yeah, they are the dog.
And they're just running now.
They are the dog. And it's just, it's wrong. It does need to be corrected. I mean, but we've allowed things like the concept of hate speech. I don't know that you can have hate speech. I don't. What is hate speech? It's what they don't like. And so,
well, yeah, it's defined by the listener, not by the presenter.
Yeah, but it can't be legally defined.
Right. And you can't use, was it Rehnquist? I can't tell you what it is, but I recognize it.
That
you know,
was,
with porn.
Was that, or was that Douglas? I can't define it, but I know what it is when I hear it.
Yeah, or see it. Yeah.
Someone said that.
Yeah.
But it's we've lost a lot of freedoms, and getting them back is going to be hard fought, but it must be fought.
Can it be won? I mean, you look at somebody, and I don't tend to play conspiracy too much, but with the dollars available to some of these folks, say Arkley Papstein put together a dynamic thing, we start getting some traction, and here comes the silly, stupid offer. Well, ten times value.
Well, that's what.
Okay, I'm gone.
That's what Google and Facebook do. First, they try to break you. Right. Then, if they can't break you, they buy you.
And that's probably the model that a lot of upstarts, relatively speaking, are positioning themselves for. It's kind of like the old days. You know, food chains. You'd have so many retail outlets because you knew one of the big boys was going to come in and tap you on the shoulder and give you your walk-in papers. And you go off and you buy your island.
And give you walking around money.
Yeah, exactly. So it kind of seems like that's almost how these folks structure their companies going in.
There is a lot of that. But fundamentally, these guys just hate competition. And they'll get rid of it any way, shape, or form. They don't like language they don't agree with. They don't like content they don't agree with. It's brutal.
Now, is Gates that way?
He's the worst.
Okay, because you know Michael Dell made it happen. Obviously, HP has been able to do it. There have been some that have been able to compete, not at that level, but they're still in biz.
Well, Microsoft really was just a legal concept. I mean, it was a law firm more than producing something real.
Yeah, protect the front. Yeah.
Yeah.
KINS, that would be the home front.
Yes.
KINS News Information Time, it's 8:19.
Listen to 980 AM for the best music. ABBA, Neil Diamond, Barbara Streisand, Billy Joel, and the Fifth Dimension. The all-time best are heard every day, all day long on 980 AM. We are Easy Radio. Easy on your ears and easy on your mind. This is memory-making music, and you'll love the memories you create. Tune in and hear the best music. Easy Radio, 980 AM.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:24. We're back talking shop this morning with Rob Arkley. Rob, with some of these mega entities that exist, you know, these information sector folks, why don't federal antitrust laws come into play with them? It did for Getty and Rockefeller and some of these other really large folks that were kind of the impetus for having these laws developed. Why 125 years later is it not applicable for this other industry?
It will be, and it is applicable. It just hasn't been pursued aggressively yet. You're starting to see the Republicans finally coherently argue about it. I thought the hearings where they finally admitted Facebook and was it Google admitted that they talk with one another and that they can censor anything they want in the name of national security, and they share information. It was pretty frightening.
Sharing also. At least they didn't perjure themselves. Well, maybe.
Well, one of them did, one of them didn't.
Yeah.
I think Zuckerberg said, I'm not going to walk into this trap.
Well, at least he saw that there was a trap. Are these guys arrogant or intelligent, wildly successful, saw opportunity? I mean, how'd they get their stuff? Gates, okay, I can kind of see, you know, how he got to where he was. But these other folks, did they just kind of take that and ramp it up? Or was it more opportunity and they saw it and the rest of us really didn't?
I think, one, it would be a mistake to say they're not terrifically bright people. Two, they've had a great vision with what they could do and what they're doing. Three, they tend to be some of the more vicious people you could ever run into. IT people in and of themselves are not particularly kind people. They're the ones who ended up in lockers, and they're mad.
Okay, so it's an attitude as well as an ability set.
Yeah, I mean,
for a lot of these folks.
How many of his co-founders did Zuckerberg screw? Almost every one of them.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a little Machiavellian for a lot of us to how do you project yourself into that attitude or that perspective? I mean,
I think it's a natural fit. They're bright.
It comes with the territory for okay.
And
interesting.
Yeah, and
how far can they go?
The guy from Twitter,
right?
He was particularly frightening, and he was arrogant and all but laughing at the senators. And
One way I can almost see that. These guys have gone out, they've cut their teeth, they've done it, and they created. They weren't at the trough. They weren't like a lot of the political types. They went out in the big, big bad world and they kicked butt.
Yeah.
Okay. Doesn't mean you have to be a jerk about it. A turkey about it.
But they are the most powerful people probably in the history of the world. Their reach is truly worldwide.
Right, yeah.
And they are made of money, and they move almost anything they want.
Now, where does Amazon fit in that?
Bezos is a singularly evil person as well. And so he's created a very good mousetrap, and he is set upon himself to try to break every other business in the United States.
Walmart?
Would they like to break Walmart?
Well, that might be. Yeah, I would suggest that's probably one of the targets, just because that's the number one retailer. But
that's the oligopoly move. I mean,
yeah.
I'm not sure they hate each other as much as they are friendly competitors. I mean, Amazon doesn't really have a physical presence. Amazon is super magnificent at what they do. But as far as, and Walmart is getting into the internet, and they're getting better and better. But right now, they've got the world pretty nicely divided.
Is there anybody on the international scene that is, I mean, we've heard about, was it the TikTok guys?
Yeah.
Is there anybody the equivalent of a Google or an Amazon in another country that a lot of us are just unaware of?
Well, Alibaba, Jack Ma. I mean, that's monstrous. So the world's divided up into pretty few silos these days. It's astonishing. You even see it through, aren't there fewer than half the public companies that there were 10 years ago? They've all merged and eaten each other up.
Oh, really? So the consolidation has been that rampant.
Part of the reason the stock market goes up is pensions need a place to invest that's regulated, you know, that according to the law. And there are fewer and fewer equities to buy. So consequently, supply and demand drives up the price.
Less supply.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty simple.
30,000. Pretty cool.
It is. And
I don't know if it's just a foo-foo number, but it certainly is one that people can lock their heads around.
Yeah. And it, you know, it's a really big number. And companies are, for the most part, really well run these days. And it's the smaller companies that have problems. The big companies are really pretty well operated.
I would think the small guys, either you lose your talent, if the talent isn't the ownership, or you get run over.
Yep.
And, you know, run over might be sucked up by somebody else, or you just, you know, you got a good idea, I got the money, goodbye. And I just do the same thing as you do, you know,
that's
with 10% change so that we don't have a patent infringement.
Yeah, and if you want to fight me, good luck with that. I'll spend you into the ground.
Yeah, it's almost that simple, isn't it?
It is.
KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:30.
Hi, my name is Keith Lund. I am an electrician for Owsley Electric. You can go into a trade, be 18, become a trainee. They do require some education. You have 120 hours of classroom education, plus you have to work 2,000 hours a year. So after 4 years, then you can go out and work for another company, getting your own certificate, become your own boss. There's quite a few options you can do.
Own your future and learn more about the Trades Academy at hcoe.org.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:35. We're back talking shop this morning with Rob Arkley. Talk shop presented by CDH Painting, Redec, Humboldt Termite and Pest Control, Murphy's Markets, and Baywood Golf and Country Club. Rob, the cultural stuff that happened this past year also was stunning. I think that would be the word I would use. There was, one, that there was a thought. Two, that there was acceptance by government, by systems, by communities to allow the, it seems to me like it's a big PR activity because the message that's out isn't necessarily what's being done behind the scenes, but it's branding. Okay, normally I would kind of be excited about something like that, but this unrest and shooting of law enforcement and, you know, city governments backing out of areas and allowing anarchy to exist, I mean, those aren't things that, those are Eastern Bloc things. Those aren't American things. And to allow it to go unfettered is disturbing.
Look, I'm a Republican. I think that's probably not a secret. But I am stunned that the Democrats are unwilling to deal with it because it's happening under their areas.
Yeah, a lot of their territories are the ones that are being targeted.
And why they're allowing it, what the end game is, it's kind of foolish. But if that's...
It can't be votes.
I think it is.
Do and, you?
And I think, you know, there's huge money behind these Antifas and Black Lives Matter. I mean,
oh, I would suspect just, I mean, how could they survive if there wasn't money?
No, they're very coordinated. The they're very coordinated. They know what they're doing. And they've got a mission that they're pursuing. And so it will not continue infinitely because fundamentally good people aren't going to allow it to morph into their areas.
That's right. There would be a pushback.
There will be a big pushback.
Now, whether that's containment or, you know, allowing it to happen in somebody else's neighborhood, not my neighborhood, or if
that's the way most things get done.
Yeah.
Is the spread is... You arrest the spread, contain it, watch them destroy their own backyards, and people get pretty indifferent about
you
that.
You kind of feed on themselves. Are there any parallels that can be drawn to the environmental activism that we experienced here in the 80s and the 90s? I mean, certainly the scale is significantly different.
Well, they're using litigation just as effectively as the enviros did, and the judges allowed a lot of what the enviros did to continue. And these are judges that are bailing him out and not...
Sympathetic?
Yeah, you bet. I mean, there's a lack of thinking going on with the left these days. And whether they are unwitting about it and don't realize how bad it's gotten, I can't quite tell you. But it's bizarre. And so
now, it's intriguing for me to see how certain organizations are handling or processing. You know, where's Nike with this?
Okay. Hell, they created it. And, you know, they obviously made an objective business decision.
And that's the curious thing for me, that this was had to have been a business decision.
Yes.
Not a social decision for them.
Correct.
Because they could have just cut a check and said, here, go off and have some fun.
Right.
So it's a business decision. How do they see things at that level? Or, I mean, it just...
Never confuse CEOs of these huge companies with brilliant people. They have virtually nothing in common with the IT people. IT people are just a hell of a lot smarter. Normally, the CEOs of these big companies are reasonably bright. They're not brilliant. They're not visionaries. They're operators, and they tend to be bureaucrats.
So they're not necessarily the idea guys that got the company to
couldn't
that
have
point.
They couldn't have built it.
But they can maintain it and maybe grow it.
They can maintain it and grow it at a disciplined rate. But as far as creating the wheel.
The spark.
Yeah. They're not the ones. They're not the ones.
So as we have things like that in Seattle and Portland, let's just pick on the Northwest because it's kind of geographically isolated. What that can't be positive for those communities, for business or for anybody. I mean, I don't know. I personally enjoyed Seattle.
Great city.
No chance.
Great city.
Not go, no, why would I want to go there?
Well, do you want to go to San Francisco?
No.
I mean,
I feel more comfortable in Oakland, which is not a knock on Oakland, but
yeah, it is. But
relative to San Francisco,
there are degrees of bad.
Yeah. Okay.
And that's you're proving that, and so I. And look at L.A. L.A. is really not being exposed for what it is. It's a rampant third world country style city. No laws, corrupt police. I mean, the homelessness, how we've allowed that to get to the point.
That's the thing that I guess for me this year with all of the upheaval and stuff, I really feel like the frog in the pot. And that things are being turned up a little bit, and I'm looking around going, how come the other frogs aren't feeling uncomfortable?
Like, well, you know who had to feel pretty awful? And, I mean, 3% of the Republicans think Trump. I mean, only no one thinks it was a fair election on the Republicans. The vast majority, 70% of the Democrats, don't think it was a fair election. Can you imagine how it feels to be Facebook, Google, and all these other big Democrat machine things? I mean, Trump got the most votes, I suspect, and I think statistically it will be proven. But the assault we took and the number of decent people who showed up and voted should be horrifying to these people that were running the revolution. You know what it says? Boy, there are a lot of us. And no matter what you say to us, what you do to us, tear down our cities, we're not going to do it. And I put a lot of stock in the American people. I think the Trump election showed the decency. We had 72 million, 74 million. There weren't 80 million Biden votes. Everyone knows that. That isn't even a creative argument. But you know, they were an awful, considering the resources and how he was outspent, the upwelling of support and decency for Trump was unbelievable.
Georgia going to be normal, or are we going to see weird stuff there too? I'll let you ponder on that one. I've already keep giving you all the questions before you can answer. That's not really my style here.
I appreciate that.
KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:42.
The Redwood Region Economic Development Commission wants you to know that local economic development agencies, business resource organizations, financial institutions, and jurisdictions are working together to provide resources for the COVID-19 pandemic. For more information, go to northcoastsbdc.org or call the OES Business Hotline at 268-2527. 268-2527.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:47. We're back talking shop this morning with Mr. Tassels.
Yes, indeed.
You keep bringing your shoes out. I got my little goofies on. You've got your snappy ones on.
Well, Cher got me these, and I wouldn't have picked them, but on reflection, she was right.
Good move, huh?
Yeah. She did a good job.
Yeah. Always wise to say that.
In this case, it's true.
That's right, particularly since she's misdressing.
Yeah.
I still am going to have to take a shot.
Cornbread, sausage, just to start.
Oh, okay. So this is a Southern dressing.
It's got French bread in it, sourdough.
Yeah, okay. All right.
You're with me.
I'll have to bring some down. How do you think Georgia is going to be very interesting? There's some people that are calling for folks to move to the state to register, vote, and then they can go back, which is illegal to ask and illegal to do. Do you think it's going to be above boards?
Well, they're going to, with Democrats, it almost never is. But
and it'll be scrutinized, obviously, and monitored real tightly.
It'll be not just scrutinized, it'll be litigated, because we're just not going to let that happen. And so there's a lot of money being raised, and it's going to be a very expensive thing.
Yeah, too bad I'm not there.
Well, yeah.
It'd be nice to be sold out for 6 weeks.
The nice thing is the Democrats really have terrible candidates. Ossoff and the
I keep hearing
preacher.
Some comments about them, and it's interesting.
Yeah, they're not serious people. Yeah. And so we'll have to see how it goes. I wouldn't want to bet a fortune on it, but I would give it kind of a 60-40 in favor of the Republicans.
Of both?
Yes. I don't think you're going to bifurcate that. Either both lose or both win.
Oh, so it's an all or nothing round?
No, it's not. But I just don't see people getting that, distinguishing that well. I did tell you that Trump was going to get a lot more of the Hispanic and African American vote, and he did.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how all that plays. Is this the end of absentee balloting?
It should be. These are not.
Or motor voter, whatever you want to.
Motor voter is. Understand, Democrats want universal suffrage. They want every person, whether they're a citizen or not, to vote. And once you get motor voter in, they almost never lose that election. Look at Oregon. I mean, more people vote than there are people.
That's a show all unto itself.
Yes, it is.
All righty, bud. Hang in there.
All right.
I guess it's happy holy, huh? Ho, ho.
Ho, ho,
but
ho.
We can't go to mass either.
Can't
so
go
I
to mass.
Going
I mean, but yeah. Keep in mind, a marijuana dispensary is a...
right.
Well, now, what is it called?
An essential business?
It's an essential business, but church is not.
Let's pause on that one. Thanks for coming by.
All right.
See everybody tomorrow.